Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is the first day of the month of
Augustus.
Yeah. And the time is 9:11. And yo, the 1st of August, I must say, yeah, August is a great month, especially if you're on the northern side of the globe.
In this side of the globe, what we're mentioning on August.
Yeah, what?
It's my anniversary month.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. We're mentioning the Peter's anniversary. Also. And on top of it, it's Women's Month.
Which is important.
Oh, I knew something. I knew.
Yeah, I don't know how Roy's going to take it. That's why I'm telling him. Let's see where he's going to go with it.
He's going to take it sitting down.
Okay. What do you think? What?
The fact that it's Women's Month.
It's all about
the question
women
is not me. I mean,
people
know my attitude towards women. What do you think about it? I mean, and you better say something good because, hey, you know, I think you want to get married.
I love women. Really?
Yeah, you love women?
I love women. Yeah.
All right.
I love women. I respect women. I think I respect women.
Now, what do you mean you think? Ask them.
I think.
Ask them, they'll tell you.
No, I'm scared.
You disrespectful bastard.
Let me live in my own dream.
So who do we have with us today? Today we've got with us Liel Rimon. How are you doing, Liel?
I'm very good. Happy August to everybody.
Happy August to everybody. And we've got with us Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
Great, great.
Nice. Peter's going to read for us all the specials that Pick and Pay has. Yeah? And we've got with us Moshe Starograd. He's there to moan. Who handed Moshe?
Hoot, and yay.
Vaya chudanki. You know, they told me, when I came to South Africa, they told me if you don't speak any Afrikaans, there's no way you're going to get any Burmese.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say. I'm still want to find out what's a Burmese.
Burmese is a farm girl.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Very basic, very down to earth.
Okay. We've got a very, very special guest. We've got again a comedian. He's very funny. He's young. His name is Mojek Lahoko.
Hi, hello everyone. How are you?
Listen to this voice. You must be a radio presenter, my friend. You got the correct face for radio. I mean, you really.
Wow.
What?
It started off as a compliment and then took a very dark turn.
You know, you always try to challenge the funny guy.
For sure. I'm done. Thank you for having me.
No, it's absolutely a pleasure. And you're going to be at the weekend. You're going to be at the theater. They've got like a marathon of,
Yes. So we're doing a festival called One Night Stands at the Theater on the Square. I'm doing a show on the 6th, which is Saturday night at 6 p.m. The show's called Tell Us More. It's brought to you by Goliath and Goliath and Sivengesi Productions. A whole bunch of stand-up, incredible stand-up comedy going on at the Theater on the Square this week.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I love the Goliath brothers and whatever they represent. And you know what? I actually feel sorry for them closing the place in.
Yeah, actually went to the club and all I have is great Brazilian food lately.
No, I went as well.
But it's a Brazilian restaurant.
It's now something else.
Yes. Brazilian restaurant.
Lots of meat. New place.
Meat is good. So,
but not that funny.
Not that funny. No.
It was funnier before.
Tell me, so they closed the, why?
They just got an offer to be bought out, I think, and they found a new space in Melville, which is where the new club is.
Okay.
The Melville Comedy Club, yeah, so that's a new
space. My Melrose was so posh, it was so nice.
It's very fancy, very expensive also. You couldn't go there for a cheap date. It would always cost you an arm and a leg. But
if you're married, there's no more cheap dates.
So you say Melville is better. Financial wise.
It's nice. It's a different. It's a little bit more grungy, but still very much a very fun experience.
I don't know. I like the whole idea that new people come and joke and you know.
Yes.
It's funny. You feel part of the. It's a nice, small, very
intimate place. Yes.
It was like, the food was good.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, everything was really nice.
It was very nice. Like, you can actually talk to each one of the audience because you're so intimate and so close. Yeah.
And I always used to bring my bald friend next to me. So they always, you know.
Oh no, Shane. Why did you do that to your friend?
To make him we sit take in the friend. What friends are for?
We take him everywhere.
So, you know, so always the comedian used to pick on him and it was like great fun.
Yeah. Shane, man. I feel sorry for your friend.
No, he's, you remember what he says, Moshe? He says, always pick on me, always pick on me. It's because I'm bald. He says, no, because you're pretty.
Nah, Eitan likes the attention and he's a great sport. So.
Tell me, Mojack, do comedians normally pick on people in the front row? Is that part of your ploy? Do you look for someone you can antagonize all evening? How does it actually work? Because every comedian I've seen, he's always isolated someone in the audience, ask their name, where they're from, and then every few minutes go back to them. Just tell me how that works.
The truth is we just all have really bad eyesight, so we can only
it's easy to spot them.
Yeah.
It's easy to spot.
We can only see the first two rows and that's what we play to. We just like to talk to people to gauge who's in the room. Sometimes we're just asking exploratory questions, but sometimes you will get made fun of. It just depends on the day, on the night. Yeah.
So the answer is not to sit in the first three rows.
No, you have to sit in, because when you're part of the act.
Yes.
I think don't you think so? It makes it enlightens.
But if you're part of the act, you should get paid.
Did you ever had?
No.
Mojack, did you ever had someone that actually couldn't take a joke?
Oh yeah, sometimes people get. We just went to Kimberley this weekend and somebody wanted to fight us actually after the show. Yes, apparently we had made fun of a soiled blikey, which is, and no one had. The guy heard his own thing. I don't know how much he'd been drinking, but he was just hearing words coming from the microphone. It was very strange.
But why do you?
Has that happened before, that someone's taken umbrage at what you've said? Is this the first time, or have you had other experiences?
I think it does happen sometimes. I think we come from different worlds, so there's certain things that I may accept in my culture that somebody may not accept in their culture. And there's always that disconnect. But I mean, it's never malicious. It's never our intent to upset anybody in the audience. We're all just.
We had the same thing. And, I mean, someone write to us and it says, listen, I think the words you're saying or what I talked about some.
People haven't criticized the show because they've don't always.
Not this show, the Wednesday show.
Wednesday night, not the show. We do a show on Wednesday night. Mm. And someone had criticized, the Roy's use of language. And subject matter.
Oh, it wasn't like, I wasn't cursing.
It wasn't heavy,
anything,
no, like. But Roy's, it's a fun evening. It's a satirical
contact
show.
A joke, yeah.
And, we do go a little low, and this is what the show's all about, and people like it. People look forward to it. But it's not everybody's cup of tea, like comedians, you know. You've been going for 9 years, right? How did it start?
No, they were upset. Listen to that. I listened to Roy's show and it was, because I said Angela Merkel is not pretty. You really?
No comment. No comment from me. I'm staying
out of
this.
It's a compliment. Yeah, it's a compliment.
Not pretty.
It's August. It's Women's Month. And
even Angela Merkel's pretty today. Exactly. Oh, there you go. You said
how you like that.
Sorry.
I'm staying out of all this.
No, so people get upset because I said something about Angela Merkel.
Sure.
Now she's pretty.
Yeah, well, it happens with stand-ups too, but you know, it's the nature
You get this angry husband sitting there, wait for me to the end of the show.
Well, not that often, you know. And also you try to avoid the guy who looks like he can fight you. But I've been doing stand-up for about 9 years now. I started when I was at Wits University. I was studying at the time. And then, I just kept doing it over years and years. And it got better. There was a little bit more money involved. A lot less being broke than in the early days. But it's been a really fun journey. I've really enjoyed it.
Don't you feel enlightened? Like when people laugh, it's something that we experience ourselves together. I think it's the most amazing thing to stand on stage and make a lot of people laugh. Right?
Oh, it's great. It's very addictive when they're laughing. Yeah. When they're not, that's when you want to go home early and
what do you do?
Think about your life. You just go home, think about your life and what you could have done.
Mojack, you said now it's a little bit better. Can you actually make a living out of stand-up comedy?
Oh, most definitely. I think South African comedians are actually one of the more privileged. I've been to a few places in the world where a lot of comedians have day jobs, and I think South Africans are professional, full-time stand-up comedians who also do some TV work, of course. They write, they have They try to have multiple streams of income, but you can definitely be a full-time stand-up comedian in South Africa.
And if not, there's no job anywhere.
Well, I mean, well, employment is rather high, so I've been employed for a long time.
What other work do you do apart from stand-up comedian? Do you, are you on television? Could you give us some background?
I sometimes, in a few weeks, I'm working on a script punch-up. Basically, somebody will bring me a script for a TV show, and I'll help them with the beefing up of the jokes. Sometimes I'll do adverts and commercials, or I'll act in a TV show. I'm trying to think. We just shot a feature film this week, or last week, rather, called Seriously Single. It only releases in 2020, but that's kind of the work that we're doing, and I've got a podcast that I'm doing also.
So you actually got a manager and he gets you gigs and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, you have to do a bunch of stuff just to stay busy. Also, otherwise I just spend my day playing video games at home. So I need to work.
Mojack, I just want to ask you, where do you get your material from? I know a lot of comedians get their material from politics and from what's happening around them, but do you focus on politics or do you focus on general things happening?
I think politics not as much as I used to. I did when we worked at Late Night News with Lois Okola. But a lot of it is just my, you know, traveling experiences. Like I said, we were in Kimberley this week and the airport is really small. It's like the same size as this room. but they still have the nerve to have a conveyor belt for your luggage. And you're like, guys, the pilot can give me this thing. You're wasting electricity. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So it's just about experiences that I have and then turning that into
comedy. So you write most of your material?
For sure. I write basically all of it. Yeah. Which is a gift and a curse. So sometimes you need a different mind. Or eye to
just
look
to give
at
you
jokes.
Some sort of edge, different edges.
You know, of course, yeah. So
get married. I told you. As I told you before,
you get a lot of material. Yeah.
You get a lot of material. And when you get kids, there's more material. And when your wife catches you with another girl, there's more material. I'm telling you, it's endless. It's endless story and material.
This is a lot of drama just for some jokes. I'm not sure about
Mojack, when you were at school, did you know what you wanted to do with your life? I mean, you weren't in comedy when you were at school. Did you make even your teacher laugh? Everybody laughed.
I wanted to be a technologist.
Technologist?
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. Neither did I. That's the weird thing is I didn't know either, but till this day, I'm a big fan of technology. I love advancements in technology, but then I went to university where I studied quantity surveying, which is basically construction economics and management.
That works very nice with your,
with your profession. Not even close, but yeah. So I studied QS, I took some years off, and then a couple of years ago, I eventually got my degree after probably the most scenic route towards getting a degree that's ever happened. It took me really long, but
I'm going to ask you a lot of questions just now, but before that, we're going to play some songs. We're going to get ourselves all together. We didn't really introduce the show, so this is because the guy is really, really funny. And I invite all of you to come and join the comedy festival at Auto and General Theatre Auto and General Theatre in Mandela Square. You're gonna have Mojack here and a lot of other guys. The brothers will be there too, isn't it?
They've already done the Goliath brothers.
The Goliath brother on the 7th. I know for a fact there's
Mark
Banks will be there and a stream of other comedians that we're gonna talk about it just now. Don't forget our Telegram numbers are 0618951019. There's no WhatsApp. I don't know, something wrong with the WhatsApp, but the Telegram is on. Basically 0618951019. Our SMS number will cost you $1.50. 34519. Our studio numbers 010-140-3020. You're listening to the Roy Peretz, the Hustle with Roy Peretz. The time is now 9:24, and I want to put something special. I don't know if it's special, but this is Imagine Dragons. If you like Imagine Dragons, this is next to me, and come back to us if you've got any questions for Mojack. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:20. What is it? 9:28 minutes. We're gonna come back to Mojack Lahoko. Mojack Lahoko.
Yes.
Yeah, that must, I don't know, must make it easy. Mojack is fine.
Mojack.
Mojack, like Madonna.
Yeah, well, you have to be famous for that to have one name.
You have to start. Otherwise, they remember the whole thing. So, hold on a second.
Yeah, you have to be a superstar to only have one name.
Like
Elvis. Yeah. Because when
Mojack, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a nice name. It's easy.
I guess, yeah.
So let's call you Mojack.
Mojack must be like Moses in the Bible.
Yes, exactly. Mo is a Jack. Oh, it's fun.
Well, we always get to Moses and the Bible when Moshe is.
Yeah, Moshe is to be his friend. I told you. Okay. You know when he hit the water and
split the sea.
Split the sea.
Remember?
Yeah, were you there?
Yeah, was there. He went hand with hand with Jesus. I mean, yeah. So anyway, the time is now 9:30, and please, if you've got any questions for Mojack, it's amazing. It's really amazing guy. Nice guy. 061-895-1019 on Telegram. Then 34519 on WhatsApp. It'll cost you around 50. If you want to have a word, you can call us 010-140-3020. And Mojack,
yes.
What were you always a funny guy?
I think I was mostly to avoid getting beaten up. I think a lot of people learn to be funny so they don't have to fight. I think it's a great mechanism to learn how to diffuse an argument, and then it just turned into something that I could use later on in life.
Tell me, pick up chicks with love?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm in a relationship now, so I can't say.
No, but did you pick up this chick with it?
Oh, I hope so. I think so. It definitely wasn't the money because I was really broke at the time.
So it must be funny.
Yeah, well, it must have been the sense of humor.
And tell me some, how many times you get a fight with, oh, you're funny?
Oh, not that often. I try to stay out of her way. No, I'm not. I'm always avoiding fights. That's not my style.
What do you say if a girlfriend likes Trevor Noah?
That's fine. That's okay. Trevor's a nice gentleman.
It's a competition,
huh? Well, he's a cool guy. We've met him a few times. It's cool. I really like Trevor. He's fantastic.
Easy. I must say. I mean, I wish for you to have his success.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Don't forget, if you got a success, invite us that side as well.
I will.
Say hello. And don't walk like Trevor. And don't say hello to us anymore.
No, I'll be around. We'll be celebrating, having a great glass of wine together. It'll be fantastic. It'll be very great.
So give us an idea. What do you do there on the show?
So this new show is called Tell Us More. It's basically, I'm just talking about more personal experiences and things that have happened to me over the last few months. I'm talking about family, friends, relationships. It's tricky because I don't want to give too much away, but it's just like my life experiences over the last 18 months. If you're talking about this year's elections a little bit, so it's a mixed bag of a whole bunch of things.
So let me talk to you about politics. You like politics?
Sort of, yeah.
And who likes politics?
Well, I mean, like
politicians,
you know, like the face value stuff. Not getting really deep into it, you know.
All right. Did you see the new Zuma film?
No, there's a new Zuma film.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? What do you mean? There's a new Zuma film.
When he sits in court, and the court and the judge is telling him to open page 483.
Yes. Yes.
You haven't seen that?
No, what happened?
I think you've got to watch it to experience it. You can't describe it.
You have
the
to
air.
Put it into your act
funny.
Because be one of the first ones.
And he's also, he clears his throat. It's a nervous thing. You know, he talks before he... like that. And
he said, you know, that you got a cold.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
It's, everyone's got like a thing they do that lets you know they're about to lie to you. Some people blink a lot. Maybe
buying time.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe he's like, but
so what do you think? Who lies more? Woman or man?
Wow. I'm going to just, you know.
Your girlfriend's not listening, man.
But it is Women's Month, as you guys pointed out earlier. I'm going to say men lie more.
So much accuracy.
Yes.
Your material is, so you know, you got the ready-made material when you come on the stage.
Yes.
So you don't put any, like, spontaneously jokes or something like this.
Well, that's a great question. There is a mix of that because I like to kind of, we spoke about it briefly, when I get into the room, chat to people to see where they're from, what they're about.
Absolutely.
It also helps me as a comedian to know what the response will be. Sure, what the politics of the room are, or just to be like, hey, have you been to Grahamstown before, or have you flown on SA Airlink, or do you go to Muggenby? Whatever it is, like, it's nice to know the lay of the land so I know exactly who I'm talking
100%.
To. Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think of the changing of Grahamstown's name to Mahindra?
Yeah. It's Makanda now. I get it. It makes sense. I think there's there are a lot of places whose names are being changed. Makanda was a Xhosa warrior. He fought the British years ago. I had to look this up, you know. But I think
I thought you said Wakanda.
It's close, very close.
Isn't that in the Black Panther?
Yeah, but not quite superhero stuff. But I think often when there is a name change, we just often don't know who the person is or what they did, and like it's great to learn a little bit more about those individuals. Yeah.
What is interesting is so many names have come up, name changes from the various provinces in Mpumalanga and Limpopo, that when it comes up during a weather broadcast, I have to see where what was. I remember Potgieter's Rust and Pietretief, and all those names have been wiped off the you know, clean slate. Now we've got the new names, and it's quite interesting to Google and see what was that before.
Yeah.
Like Bombela, what used to be Nelspruit.
Yeah, I mean, just to mention that, like I was thinking this morning, actually, before I came here, that there was a time when Art Tambo was Jan Smuts International.
Yes, yes.
Like, you know, like a lot of people when...
You were very young then.
Very young, I was crawling around.
We remember it very clear.
Yeah.
But all the airports used to have DF Milan and Louis Buerta, and they've all changed the names, right?
Yeah. When Bayes Nadia was DF Milan, or... There's lots of changes that have happened. I think it takes some adjustments, but after a while you kind of... figure out where you are. I think those first 2 weeks you're taking a lot of wrong turns. You're like, wait.
That was Harrow Road. I'm still looking at Harrow Road. Where's Harrow Road?
Joslovo.
The whole of Newtown, all the names have changed, Roy. It's all now Merrimack.
You know what? The people make a big thing out of it.
Yes.
Fix the bloody country. Leave the roads names later. Later we fix everything. First of all, fix them. Fix the country. They stop. Fix Zuma to stop stealing and Gupta's and whatever. Then you do the roads. Man, this is, leave it alone.
You know, Mojack, that has always been an interesting debate on whether changing names, spending money, a lot of money
spent. No problem, but later.
Later. What do you think of that?
I think it's a combined effort. We like, I always say to people, when you have the flu, right, they don't just give you one thingy to fix your flu, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They give you cough mixture, antibiotics, so everything is a multi-pronged solution.
To kill the flu.
Yes.
100%.
So my thing with all of society's thing is that it's multi-pronged.
Yeah, but they must do all those things.
Yes, yes.
They mustn't do only change the name and say, okay, we've done it. No, you've got other things to do too.
I think they are.
You forgot the antibiotics. You just took the Panado.
Yeah, it's true.
Talk too of changing the name South Africa, remember?
To what?
That we're going to call it what? Azania?
Oh, Azania.
Well, that's interesting. South Africa is the only country in the world named after its geographical position on a continent.
It's interesting because when I was in America, they said, where are you from? I said, I'm from South Africa. They said, where's South Africa? I know, but where are you from? I said, South Africa. They didn't understand that South Africa is a country. Mm. That, you know, in America, in your deep middle America, they're ignorant. They are ignorant.
Don't you know? In America,
you said, I'm from South Africa. Said, oh, where's that?
No. Better than this. I was in the middle of America. I was in Ohio. And we spoke to people. I said, where are you from? You got different accents. I said, yeah, I'm from South Africa. Is that overseas?
You know why? You know why, Roy? Because in America, the simple American, you know, a person who stays in Nebraska never been to New York.
Yeah.
Mm. They don't know. They think America is the whole world. They don't know anything else.
Sure. Yeah, to be honest with you, they're not that wrong.
It was just very funny. You know, someone said to me, you're from South Africa. This was an American. I said, yes. He says, I've got a cousin living in Tanzania.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if you know him, yeah.
Yeah, it's just around the corner. I can take a Uber.
Yeah, because you know why? Magic, I tell you why. Because America got 51 states.
Yes.
So they think that Africa is also like got states.
Yes,
that's it.
Yes. And we just take Uber to Tanzania. Like, it's not...
I have to go for the advertising a little bit. So, like I said before, 0618951019. SMS us on 34519. It will cost you $1.50. Or you can call us 010-140-3020. If you got any questions for Mojack, let me tell you, the guy is funny. It makes you happy. So come, I'm going to watch him on Saturday. You're most welcome, all of you. Come and watch him on the theater on the square. Very, very funny guy. And, what do you think about this one? Why the shade of pale? What do you think of that?
That's a great song.
Here you go.
Throwback. Oh,
thank you for staying with us. 9:46 now, and we've got like 5 minutes of a flat run to go. We're here with Mojack Lahoko,
yeah,
and he's going to be this weekend at
One Night Stand Comedy Festival at Auton General.
Yeah,
it's on the square.
It's Auton General on the square, meaning it's Mandela Square, in Sandton City. It's a beautiful little theater. I've become accustomed to, so I'm going there very often. And I really enjoy these shows, the last weekend we saw Nika Brinovitz and I see Lindy, what was his name?
Ndomiso
Lindy.
Lindy, yeah.
He was great. I don't know how. He was talking for 2 hours. How did he make it? I don't know. But he was great. He was really great. I promise you. He was, you know what? Lately I haven't seen a bad show.
What's interesting on Saturday, there's two shows.
Yeah.
Different comedians. Mojack's on at 6 o'clock. Live.
Yes.
And then they got Calvin Goldstone on at 8.
Calvin Goldstone at 8 p.m. He's great. He's from Durban. He's fantastic.
No, you must say you're fantastic. You must promote yourself.
No, I mean, I share the love. Calvin's a very good friend of mine. I appreciate him. Then there's another show that evening also at 9:30.
9:30, they got Nina Hasty.
Yeah, Nina Hasty. So you have your pick. You can either see a 6 p.m., a 8 p.m., or a 9:30 show. It's all up to you. All very different shows also. But come to my show first.
All three of them, you know, it's a marathon.
Well, come to my one first at 6 p.m., then you can decide
I'll be
after
there. I'll definitely there. Guys, I want you to join me with it. I want you to join me and listen to Mojack. It's really funny. We talked before the show. Really funny, and I'm sure his material is hilarious. So come, Mojack Lahoko at 6 p.m. at the theater. What is it?
Theater in the Square.
It's called Auto and General Theater on the Square, and that's at Nelson Mandela.
That's the one. Yeah, come to there, and support our own local guys. Please, guys, support our own local guys. I mean, as it is, I mean,
it's amazing what Daphne's done, Roy. I mean,
she's amazing. She's an amazing woman.
Because not only does she do straight plays, which are very good, she also does plays that haven't been done. You know, new people, new playwrights. She gives fresh ideas, you know, a break. And it's not every theatre that does that, because a lot of theatres want established acts performing.
Because Peter...
Yes.
Because she's also co-producer. And she's also... doing it. So it's not only that she owns the theater, but she's also involved in
it.
The production aspect. Oh, that's beautiful.
No, okay. She's an amazing woman, and whatever she does to the local industry, which is like a dying industry. You know what? People are not getting into their cars. I don't know what's wrong. Maybe because of Netflix, because of, I don't know, whatever. People staying at home. You can't, guys. You must get out. I know there's a lot of hijackers in the street, but hey, you have to feed them too. I mean,
oh my goodness.
Like, what are you
going to
say? They're
going to
make a living.
I think
usually in the winter in South Africa, it's a little bit.
What winter?
Listen, the winter means that it's getting dark at 5:30 and it's getting a bit chilly outside. People going out much less. In the summer, I think it's much better.
I'm telling you. It is better. Business is better in summer. Whatever you say, business is better in summer.
Because people go out. Roy is very, very clever. He lives about 3 minutes a stroll from the theater on the square.
He's just got to take the lift downstairs, walk across the piazza, and he's there.
Thank you.
The Piazza Duomo,
Thank you. Ooh, you need to cross the piazza, guys. Ooh, relax.
100 meters, that's a lot.
No, don't push it, yeah.
But he's always got someone warm next to him, eh, Roy?
What, who warm?
Someone warm next to you.
My wife. My wife, no, please, man. I'm married for 34 years.
Nice.
Warm.
She's very nice.
Listen, of course she's warm. She's coming from hell.
Good Lord.
Get married is very good, my friend. Very good. I promise you it's very good. If not, you can come to me and you can complain.
Get your money back.
Money back guarantee. Hey, I'm going to see you soon.
Guys, before they're going to kick us out of here, I want just to give you, I want first of all to thank your call. I'm not going to call you a call. Mojack.
Yes.
I'm going to thank Mojack for being with us.
Thank you.
And being here. And I want to put something like at the end of the show, something that that will give the South African people. They're the champions, isn't it? Don't you think we're the champions?
Queen, Freddie Mercury.
We are the champions. We.
In corruption. What?
Corruption.
Oh, wow.
No. Corruption. Corruptions, we're all
what champions are we?
Champions of the world.
Of the world.
Thank you so much, Mojack. Thank you all for listening to us. And see you here next week at... Wednesday evening.
Wednesday evening.
And Thursday morning.
That's right.
With some more exciting shows. Don't forget 0618951019. 34519, and if you need, you can contact me directly, 083-6100-209. Have a great, great, great weekend.
Well, don't
guys.
Forget, this weekend is the Community Shield in England, Liverpool against Manchester City. It's going to be on Sunday at 4 o'clock, eh?
Are they going to show it on DSTV?
Of course they're going to show it on DSTV.
Was it?
Yes.
Sure. What's the Community Shield?
And that's Community Shield, it's usually between the champion and the cup holder.
Yeah.
And it's like the champion of champions.
It's like the king of this season, though.
And it's 1 week before you start the league.
But the same guy is the champion in the cup holder.
Yeah, so that's why we got the ticket. Liverpool is playing, otherwise we wouldn't be there.
But no, the cup, which one?
The English Cup.
But we're not the English Cup holders.
No, Manchester City are.
And they're the champions.
And the champions.
Well, you see, that's why they can't play themselves. Because normally the cup winners and the
league
champions
play
the league each
champions.
Other. But this year, Manchester City.
They can't play with themselves.
They can't play with
themselves. All right, guys. Have a lekker. Yeah, with this thought, we're going to say goodbye to you guys. Have a lekker weekend. And this is Freddie from you.